Good morning, students. I'm still your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. In today's topic, today's lesson, we are going to talk on the topic active voice and passive voice. Before we proceed, we first of all explain briefly what voice means. Voice in grammar simply means a particular way of inflecting or conjugating verbs, or a particular form of a verb by means of which is indicated the relation of the subject of the verb to the action which the verb expresses. That is to say that a voice is simply a form of sentence. In the English grammar too, there are two types of voices. One, the active voice. Two, the passive voice. What then is active voice? We are beginning with it. The active voice, or as the case may be, sentence, is a sentence that shows what something or someone does. It's a sentence that shows what something or someone does. For example, Jude broke the plate. Jude broke the plate. This is what Jude did. Two, the man killed a snake. The man killed a snake. This sentence equally states what the man did. Three, the baby threw the toy. The baby threw the toy. This sentence equally talks about what the baby did. An active sentence, it states that the subject of the sentence refers to the doer or actor of the action of the word, of the verb, as can be seen in the examples. So it simply states that the doer or the actor of the action of the verb or what he did in a sentence. It states that the subject of the sentence is the doer or the actor. This is formed. That is the formula for active voice. Is subject plus verb plus object, which now gives us the structure SVO. SVO. As can be seen in the examples given above, the man killed a snake. The man is the subject, killed is the verb, while a snake is the object. Jude broke the plate. Jude, subject, broke, verb, the plate, object. The baby threw the toy. The baby is the subject. Threw is the verb, while the toy is the object. The passive voice, on the other hand, is that type of sentence which shows what happens to something or someone. Passive voice shows what happens to something or someone. Remember, active shows what something or someone does. But this one is showing what happens to something or someone. For example, in the active sentence, we have Jude broke the plate. The passive will just be the plate was broken by Jude. It simply shows us what happens to the plate. A snake was killed by the man. This simply shows us what happened to the snake. The toy was thrown by the baby. This equally shows us what happens to the toy. toy. The passive voice or passive form of the sentence permits the speaker or the writer to put someone or something first. To put the someone or something first. That someone that is not the actor. But in the active, the actor comes first. While in the passive, the something or someone comes first before the actor. That is to say, now the passive sentence is formed first by making the object of the active sentence become the subject. Making the object of the passive sentence become the active sentence to become the subject. Then using the past participle form of the verb be. Past participle form of the verb be, like the examples above, broken, killed, thrown. These are past participle of the verb, the main verb. Then, okay, it is now formed with the formula B, that's the verb B, plus the past participle form of the main verb. That's the formula for it. Now, what are we trying to explain? In summary, that voice is a type of sentence. The way sentences are formed to indicate the relationship of the subject of the verb to the action which the verb expresses. That we have two types of voices, the active voice and the passive voice. That active voice is a sentence that shows what something or someone does and is formed with this formula, subject before verb before object. SVO. Why passive voice is a sentence that shows what happens to someone. What happens to someone. In other words, it's formed by placing the object in the position of the subject. The object of the sentence takes the position of the subject. And we now have the formula, the verb be before the past participle form of the verb. We're stopping here, hoping to see you in the next class. And that next class, we're going to talk about ways of changing active sentence to passive sentence because there are rules guiding these changes. Thank you, and remain blessed.